Mike Stewart is meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Duluth. Good morning, Mike.
Yeah, good morning.
The weather's nice. I mean, well, there's a little bit of rain, but tell me, summer, it looks like it may be here, and what can we expect in this week upcoming?
It looks like we'll get our second shot of summer, and this one may last a little longer than the other one. Right now, the rain that's occurring over really extreme tip of the Arrowhead, if it hasn't stopped raining, it will stop raining there and very soon, and that should be it for the rest of the day. Down by the lake, we're looking at temperatures probably around upper 70s to around 80 up over the hill. As the week goes on, at least through the middle of the week, we're looking at mid to upper 80s. So nice warm temperatures. Our next shot of rain looks like will be Tuesday night or Wednesday. Could get some rain out of that. The main threat's like down toward our area. And then we'll have a break, and then over the weekend, we just have a chance of showers and thunderstorms. They're going to be the hit-and-miss variety. Mm-hmm. Again, temperatures will be a little bit cooler. It looks like on Wednesday and Thursday, probably in the mid to upper 70s by the lake, lower 80s up over the hill. But by this weekend, like what we're having, what we're going to have this early, this part of the week, it looks like temperatures in the upper 70s near the lake up over the hill, mid to upper 80s. So here at the end of August, at least we're going to get a taste of it, and it looks like the warm temperatures are going to continue into next week.
Well, that sounds good. I understand that we could be looking at a relatively benign autumn.
Yes, right now, and it actually looks good. We were looking at that, and the forecast is for above normal temperatures through at least the end of October, and looks like probably near normal precipitation. But right now, it looks like we may have a warm fall, which would be really nice, especially after this kind of cooler than normal summer. So,
well, that's good. If you wait long enough, hang around, it comes, I guess.
Oh, exactly, and especially here in northern Minnesota. Things will change, but if we can keep pushing the cold winter, we don't want to talk about that word, but cold winter temperatures off a few days, a week or two with a warm fall, yep. That would be great.
Well, of course, cold is one thing, but of course, those of us who like to hit the trails are looking for snow. So.
Well, hopefully, over the winter, we looked at the winter too. We are looking above normal temperatures for the winter, but looks like normal precipitation. So, hopefully, we'll have some decent snow with that, and also with warmer temperatures. And it might not necessarily be above freezing, but with warmer temperatures, it'll hold more water, which therefore maybe will mean more snow. So that means more skiing.
Well, I'm about to be thrown out of the studio by our studio host this morning, who's going through, well, let's put it this way, paroxysms of whatever, because she doesn't want a lot of snow. But
not right now. Let's not even think about it.
Yeah, that's a four-letter word we don't need to talk about. It's
okay, later.
We'll talk about warm temperatures, 70s and 80s.
That's
skies.
There we go.
Too warm for snow.
Well, let's keep it that way for a while. But I'm looking forward to a nice leisurely fall, and then maybe we can talk about snow as we...
Yeah, once we get past Halloween, let's talk about snow. But
okay.
Until then...
I won't bring the word up until then, Mike.
That's right.
Okay, we've been speaking with Mike Stewart, meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Duluth. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.